Well, Steve, not the easiest day at the office, but 3 points nonetheless.
That's a tough day, isn't it? And I serve notice to the players and anyone else that would listen, including the chap who delivered my milk at 5:30 this morning. I told him it would be tough, but it proved to be the case. And we were probably a notch down today in our performance, but I still had every reason to be. We missed a success and a chance in the second half to kill the game off. And they equalise when we're effectively playing with 10, aren't we? Because obviously Mark Bradley was injured and couldn't continue, but we'd used our substitutes in Bradders as marked. Francois for every other set playing, he's never caused us a problem, but obviously we had to allocate Bradder someone else because he couldn't move. But the character in that dressing room I've spoke about for many weeks and months, and the one thing they've got is they're resilient and they'll run till they've got nothing left, and they've done that again today.
Yeah, it's two games on the bounce now. Leighton Orient as well, late winner, almost an identical goal this time for Lee Frecklington. It shows that these players do have that in their locker to keep going until the very last whistle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something that they're born with as footballers. They're born to be footballers, I think, and you work on them and you harness that. But the character and that winning and togetherness and desire, for a better word, is something that we've got in the dressing room in abundance. So we've got it individually. So we'll always go to the death, whether we're 1-0 up, 2-1 down, 5-0 down, we should still be trying to the death. And it's just pleasing. I think it's equally as good as a win as we've had all season.
You mentioned your side were maybe a notch down today. Why do you think that was?
Well, I wasn't playing, in all seriousness. I just think we just a notch down, and maybe the inactivity last weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're playing as well as we've been playing, you want to be on that roll, especially coming after Leighton Orient. We make the long trip down to Colchester and we hang about a hotel for 24 hours, knowing the inevitable thing is going to happen. So it's always difficult then to get the players fully prepared and mentally as well as physically to go into a game when you've had that break. And I feel for managers that when they have further breaks or longer breaks than we've had, but I think maybe that had a part to play. But, you know, we'll take great pride in that win because it's a good win against a team who I've seen take apart a Gillingham team only last week.
I was going to say, some people will see a break as being a positive, but your side seem to prefer it when it's quick games back-to-back and they can keep that momentum going.
Yeah, and if you're a player here, you know, we've felt a little bit of illness back in the camp. We just kind of seem to shove it off. You know, Craig Morgan, our skipper, would have played today, but was missing and only pulled out this morning. So, and you'd hope maybe a week off that takes all that out of the camp. But one or two of the players feeling under the weather a little bit, but, you know, they can feel under the weather, but they'll not stop trying. And it's a good win for us. You know, we've Frecklington's goal, I've just looked at it back on the DVD, it's a stunning finish. And to score from there at that stage of the game when the pressure's on is deserving from the acclaim that the cop gave him.
We spoke earlier in the season at times when maybe the luck wasn't with your side, decisions going against your side. That first goal today, was there an offside against Wes Thomas, do you feel?
No, I've looked at it, he's onside, you'll see it tonight, he's onside by a yard. And if Graham's going to moan about it, look at the DVD and then he'll phone up whoever he moans it and apologises, because I've looked at it, because to me on the eye, I thought maybe we've got away with that one. But our analyst has brought it in the office after the game, is just before I've seen you guys, and he's a yard onside, so Graham's got more of a problem with his defender than he has with the assistant referee.
And if your side go on and have a successful season, and if you gain promotion, people will look at the Leighton Orient game and remember that as the pinnacle moment, but this is just as important today, isn't it?
Well, I think we're having a successful season now. I don't think when we come up here, certainly none of the managers that, when I went to the league managers meetings at the start of the season, none of us were mentioned. Rotherham were not mentioned. The Sheffield Uniteds of this world were mentioned, and the Coventries, and a lot of bigger clubs, you know, who on paper think they've got maybe a right, but we just went about our policy of working hard, and, you know, when we feel it's not right, we'll change it. And the nice thing we've got is we've got a real good squad here. You know, our captain pulls out, we put Claude Davis in, he gets a nasty bang on the head with an elbow early on. Perhaps that should be a red card when people look at it. And then we bring Miles in. I thought Miles went every header when he came on. So we've had some big characters out there. I think for me, none more so than Richie Smallwood. You know, he won the 50-50 ball to create the goal against Leighton Orient last week. And I didn't know who won the ball back when we got the winning goal there, but it was Richie Smallwood. Mm. And he does the side of the game that he's never going to catch a lot of people's attention. But a lot of managers would love to have him on their team.
16 games to go now then, Steve. We're counting down.
Well, I said to the chairman, you know, the other day that we'll very quickly get to squeaky bum time, and the one thing about our dressing room is our dressing room can handle it, and maybe some can't. We don't know. They're still to be tested. I think Brentford and Wolves have both won today, and the top teams, we top players, but you know, we'll see if they can handle it when the real pressure comes on, and all we can do is try to keep winning. And if we can, you know, keep winning, then we just maybe get ourselves a playoff place at the end of the season, because that's still the objective. And once we've, I don't like to speak in the same breath of Jose Mourinho, but he spoke about Chelsea and said that his first priority was to create some distance to the fifth place team in the Premiership. So obviously that he could ensure his club would be in the Champions League football next season. And all I can really look at the minute is the seventh place club, to make sure that there is some daylight that we can put between us and them, and know that we give our chairman and we give our supporters, who turned up in good numbers again today despite the elements. You know, some of them probably not get houses left when they go back with the wind, but they've turned up in great numbers, and that last 10-15 minutes when they seen Brad is injured and the scene is hanging a bit, they were fantastic, and they got the rewards when Frick scores.
And the question we ask you every week, the emergency loan window is still open. Are you still looking to do something now, Steve?
Oh, yeah, of course we are. You know, we're looking to do something very positive, but we're in a little bit of a pecking order, really. We're hoping that another club gets the player that they're desperately striving to get. And if that happens, we will get our player. We've done our deal with the player and his representatives. We've done our bit. But, of course, that club's not going to just sanction the sale of their player, because it would be a loan but become a permanent. They're not going to sanction that, of course, without the... without them getting their player in. And we've always understood that to be for. We were hopeful it would happen in January. They're still battling away now. You know, and we'll give it a week or so and see where it goes. And if we can get it over the line then maybe I just need to tinkle my eye to someone else.
So it's that close? It's ready to go? The club just need to sanction it? As simple as that?
Simple as that. You know, Paul Douglas has done absolutely magnificent. We got permission to speak to the players' representative this week. Paul has spoken to them, and he's told me that we've agreed on that basis. It would be a club record. We'd love to do it. The chairman wants to spend the money. He's great in it, and I want to help him spend it. But he knows the quality of player we're getting in, and if we can get him in, because we're just hinging on one thing now, and we hope that the club that we are buying from can just get their piece of business done. If they can't, I have to reiterate, if they can't, then we can't do it. But if they can't, then we'll sign the boy in the summer for sure.